So what is the range that Cohen could have received from no time to what?
So Michael Cohen was potentially looking at 4 to 5 years in prison, and he came in a little under those sentencing guidelines at 3 years. And keep in mind, those are just guidelines. So when we talk about these ranges and these different crimes that people like Mr. Cohen are facing, we have these ways to calculate where the sentence could be, but ultimately it's up to the judge.
Okay, because you know, you hear the term throw the book at often, and that generally would mean the max.
That's right. And so what I think we saw here was a recognition that these white-collar crimes that Mr. Cohen has now pled guilty to are serious. They are not to be, he asked for a complete walk, a complete pass from jail time, obviously did not get that. He got a small nod from the special counsel's office saying, look, he did cooperate. He gave some valuable information that went to the core of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, and that should be noted. But that being said, the Southern District of New York, which was really driving this case up in New York, they came down really hard on him. And when it came time for the judge to decide, it sounds like the judge sided with the New York prosecutors and said, look, you know, I'll give a little credit for Mr. Cohen for his help with the special counsel, but I'm not going too far below the guidelines range. So 3 years is, it's a serious outcome. It's not a shock.
Okay. And, you know, the recommendations seem to differ in the time that prosecutors wanted Cohen to serve versus the time that prosecutors want former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to serve for lying to the FBI. Why is that?
So every crime, right, in the U.S. sentencing guidelines comes with a different guideline range, and a number of different factors are considered. How many times was the crime effectively perpetrated? What's the nature of the crime? Is it white-collar? Is it violent? Is it old or is it more recent? So there's all these different variables that go into the calculation. So in Michael Flynn's case, as you pointed out, he was looking at only 0 to 6 months of the guidelines range for a statute that at the worst is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And prosecutors, unlike Mr. Cohen's case, gave him a lot of credit for his cooperation and said basically he was a model cooperator. He sat down with us. We believe he was forthcoming. He held nothing back. And we recommend zero jail time. And that's if you're going to face sentencing, that's the kind of recommendation you want again. Now, again, it's up to the judge ultimately. So just because prosecutors asked for zero jail time, and, of course, General Flynn would be happy with zero jail time, it does not mean the judge is ultimately bound by that.
Cohen got a little break for giving info to Mueller's team. To what end? What does the information mean for the president's future?
Well, we don't know a whole lot, right? Because, you know, these sentencing memos, they were very carefully crafted by prosecutors to really only give us what was absolutely necessary. It's clear the special counsel still has work to do, and therefore he is not in a position to lay everything on the table. That being said, looking at the memo very carefully from last week, it did say that Mr. Cohen gave information that was valuable to the core of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. That core is the Russia collusion aspect of what he's looking at. Basically, was there coordination between the 2016 Trump campaign and the Russian government? That's the way I read that. So even though Michael Cohen's information may have been a little and a little late, it sounds like it was still valuable. And whether or not he has more to give, that's certainly an open question.